Next case?
Case number 12821, Donovan Builders and Renovations LLC seeks a special use exception and a variance from the maximum square footage requirements for proposed garage studio apartment. Sections 11540, 11542, and 115210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a lot located on the southeast side of Pine Town Road within the Pine Town subdivision. The 911 address is 30122 Pine Town Road in Lewis. The zoning district is GR. Tax map is District 334, Map 4, Parcel 26. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
And I believe this is Joe Donovan?
Correct.
Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
You've been previously sworn in, so we do not need to swear you in again.
That might have been a bad thing.
What's that?
Nothing. I said that might have been a bad thing.
It is what it is.
It is.
So.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse from this case.
Yes, sir.
Good evening again, sir.
Good evening.
You may present your case.
Okay. So I believe you're presented with the plot layout and the potential, what I want to put on this property. So to explain a couple things to you, I've already, this property, it's a one-lane road, a dead-end road that goes down to the end, and that's it. So that's the whole community right there, okay? One way in, one way out. When you go back to the property, I've already taken off. Can we zoom in, please? Thank you. This house is what remains there. This is all gone, except for that. There's a block building. I'll be taking that out, too. But all this other junk is gone. So it's just the home right now is what's there. What I'm asking for, one, the house sits 6 inches off the property line, that Cape Cod. It's been there. They looked it up since the 50s. I don't want to rip it down. Now, where do you hear that in Sussex County, that you got something from the 50s and you don't want to rip it down? You don't hear that. You know, it's a small Cape Cod. It's going to be 2-bedroom, 1-bath. Honestly, I'm probably going to move my mother there, is one of the things. I'm going to build the garage with the apartment out back, you know, a friend, a nephew, whoever, to maintain the property, to keep an eye on my mother. You know, the neighborhood is definitely way underdeveloped. Ripping that down and putting a new house doesn't fit the community. First of all, the house sits 6 inches off the property line. I rip it down, what do? I have to build something new. It doesn't belong in that community. It's not right. You know, it's been there for 70 years. I rehab what's there, make it useful, keep it. I mean, the inside's all oak. It still looks great. I mean, you got to fix some of it, but not a ton. The structure's good. I build a garage with an apartment out back. Has dual purposes. It fits into the community that's there today. I'm not putting something that doesn't exist. I'm fixing what's been there. You know, the square footage on the apartment, I guess, is where I get challenged. Like when I was in the office and filling it out, you know, your outside wall. But when you look at the print that I presented, and it's tough, it's a little bit hard to see, but the stairwells, if you really back out the stair, well, that's divided with a fire door, drywall, you know, fire retardant drywall, the whole deal. It brings it under 800 square feet for this place. So if you take that, and I have it right here, it's about 112 square feet that come off just for the stairwells to come up into the apartment. So what I'm proposing is, what I would like to do is build what I would like. I believe it still fits underneath the 800 square feet, in my definition, it does, because you don't live in the stairwell. You live in the bedrooms, in the bathroom, the kitchen, the living room. You're not living in that stairwell. Once you back that out, it's under 800 square feet already. So a variance for uniqueness is the house is 6 inches off the property line on the one corner, and the uniqueness is that community is not a community for a new home. And if I have to do anything, I can't add on to that and make it look right. I was in the office and they're like, you can't even go up with it. I'm like, right, can't even go up with it, can't do anything. So I keep it and make it good and keep it in the community where it's been, or I rip it down and got to put something new up. So I'm choosing to do this, and I think it's for all the right reasons.
Your mother's going to live there?
Yeah, pretty much. I talked to her about it, and yeah, she lives in Lewis now, but you know, I am. I'll fix it. It'll be good.
I'm very familiar with that area.
I know. It's at the end of the road. It's you know, and I've made some...
I grew up across the road before there was houses there.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's up to you. Questions?
Just trying to understand this completely. That building to the rear, you're tearing down and
that is gone, sir. It's already
gone. Are you building on that, or are you just... Where's the studio apartment?
So it would be back, again, setbacks are 10, 10, and 30. So I'd be about 12 off and 12 off for that proposal of a garage and apartment. So it'll run right in here. And again, this is all gone except for that concrete building, which will come down.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right.
How about water, sewer, septic? Where's that to the property?
County sewer. And it is right, the sewer connection is right off the telephone pole that's right here.
Okay.
So it's right here, and it's a well, and the well can service both of the locations.
One well, both locations.
There's a farm property behind it, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Right smack in the middle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp? Ms. Norwood, I'm trying to look at the code now, but... kind of an interesting point he raises about that unfinished staircase, and it was probably not something in the radar when we were looking at this, but I don't think we've considered that as part of apartments in the past, have we?
I've seen it kind of go both ways, and I'm wondering if that's why we just kicked it up here, because
we may need a little more intel on it.
This definition says 800 square feet of total floor area. It's a single apartment unit containing not more than, so I leave that to you to say if it's going to count. Because I caught that right before we came tonight. I thought, is he really exceeding the square footage? But
mm-hmm. It
but
does
I
say,
thought we had one years
so
ago that
for,
came up because
for
of
residential
several.
Buildings, this is the definition of floor areas. It says the sum of the gross horizontal areas of the several floors of a dwelling exclusive of garages, open breezeways, and open porches measured from the exterior faces of the exterior walls. Doesn't really say anything about the stairs. Interesting. Okay. Well, we're here on this one, so maybe something we need to look at.
Agreed.
And this neighborhood, no restrictive covenants that you're aware of that prohibit this use? Dates back to the 50s, I presume?
No, no.
And any neighbors object or had any discussions with them about this?
I've talked to a couple people that live in that area, but nobody have objected or had anything negative to say. Like I said, I've already taken down all them other buildings, so...
And you're going to have a dedicated parking space for the occupant of that?
Yes. The garage and the Cape Cod that's there, or cottage.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we circle back into your stairwell? So we've got a door going in once we've come up, correct? I'm looking at your... blueprint.
Mm-hmm. So
the door to actually get into the apartment is a lockable door?
Yeah, it's a fire rated door that swings into the door well. At the top of the stair landing, I guess I should say.
Okay.
Can I show you this real quick? Or you have it? You're good.
No, you better stay there.
Okay. Whatever you say.
You can submit something to Ms. Norwood, but you won't get it back.
I'll keep it. Thank you.
You've answered my question. Thank you.
All right. Good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12821 for Donovan Builders and Renovations?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, sir.
Before we get too far in it, just looking at that definition a little further, Ms. Norwood, I see there's the covered porch as well. And looking at that floor area definition, it does talk about open porches being exclusive, but it doesn't say anything about covered porches. So I almost think that has to be calculated. So the variance needed would be more than 110 or whatever the number was. It would be that as well. The stairs, I think, are a little unclear in the code, but probably for purposes of clarity, we would want to have all of that encapsulated into that.
So would the setback, if it was constructed, then have to be 10 off the back line to the covered porch?
No. Well, I think it's going to be more than that anyhow. I think he says it's 12 feet. So I think I don't think there's a setback issue.
There's not a setback issue for the new building.
Yeah.
It would be 177 square feet versus the, okay, based on the.
Is that wall to wall we're talking?
Well, it took the 796, 110, he said, for, and then 6 by 12 for whatever that is.
Well, I think it's 6 by 26.
Oh.
26 what?
I looked at the wrong line. I was like, what's the 12? See the 12 there?
Yeah.
Too long of a day.
It's a Monday.
Yeah. Anything else?
Good. Just waiting on Ms. Norwood's recalculation.
It's been a long time since 3:30 a.m.
262 square feet.
Thank you, Ms. Norwood.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12821 for Donovan Builders and Renovations and entertain a motion.
This is a special use and a variance?
That's correct.
Thank you. you guys need more time, we can table it.
Mr. Chair, I move that we table case number 12821 for Donovan Builders and Renovations.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
I vote aye as well. So, vote of 4-0, sir, your case is tabled until the next hearing.
So, what that'll mean, sir, is it'll be on the agenda as an old business item at the meeting that we're going to have on May 15th. There will be no new testimony or evidence accepted at that time. It's just for the board to deliberate and make a decision at that time. You're welcome to be here. You can watch online, or you could just call in the morning and the next day for the result.
May 15th, you said?
May 15th. Meeting starts at 6. And we typically hear the old business items first, but not always.
Okay. All right, thank you for your time.
Next case.